This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
This is episode 13, Your Appearance and Your Personal Brand. Hello and welcome to the Erin May Henry Show. I am your host, mentor, and friend, Erin, and I'm here to teach you how to show up and feel confident to be unapologetically yourself and get paid for it. This podcast is all about personal branding, and we dive deep into topics such as mindset, growing a global community, social media marketing, and building your online empire. If this is our first time meeting, then welcome, my beautiful friend. I am so incredibly excited to have you here. When I'm not podcasting, you can usually find me on my YouTube channel, All About Business and Mindset, hanging with my community in the May Collective Facebook group, or of course, drinking a wine somewhere down in sunny Australia. All of which you are totally welcome to join me. If you're ready to shake things up and step up to the plate as the game changer that you were created to be, then this is the podcast for you. So let's jump in to today's episode. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Erin May Henry Show. So today's episode is actually going to be a bite-sized episode because what I actually wanted to do was answer a question that I got on Instagram, which is a really amazing question, which is all about whether or not your appearance and your personal style has an effect on your ability to grow your business. That was the question, and I am going to be answering it in the perspective of your personal brand. Because obviously that is what this show is all about. And as you know, my firm stance is that your personal brand does have a huge impact on your ability to grow your business. So that is what we're going to be jumping into today. And I just wanted to mention that if you did have any questions that you wanted me to answer on the podcast, I probably won't be starting a regular Q&A series here because I do have my Q&A hashtag Erin Answers every Tuesday in the May Collective Facebook group. So you're definitely more than welcome to come join us there. But if you have any topics that you'd like me to talk about on the podcast, then please do just send them over on Instagram and I will definitely make those for you relating to personal branding. So does your appearance have an effect on your ability to grow your business and your personal brand? I think absolutely yes. Now, this doesn't mean appearance in the sense that you would be thinking like, do I need to look professional to have an online business? Do I need to stop dressing a certain way to be taken seriously? Do I need to have a certain style or fashion sense to fit in with a certain genre or caliber of coaches or entrepreneurs? Absolutely not. None of that matters. That's ridiculous. But the way that you look is going to play a huge part in how memorable you are. Now, this is not to say that you need to go out there and develop this crazy sense of style, but if there is a style that you're particularly interested in, if there are some clothes that you wear that just make you feel amazing and fabulous and they're kind of unique or they're kind of special, then play that up, make that a part of the differentiation piece of your personal brand. I have actually two case studies that I really wanted to share in this episode because I just think they've nailed the personal styling part of personal branding. And I'm going to share them in a sec. But what I just wanted to describe here was traditionally with branding, when we think of branding, a lot of people naturally go to logos, aesthetics, colors, and things like that, and messaging, which are the traditional elements of branding. And when we hear personal branding, people kind of just don't hear the personal side of it, and they immediately start to think about those elements. When I think about personal branding, it's the exact same as branding. The aesthetics, the logo, the colors, That's your personal style. The messaging, that's your values. That's the way that you communicate. You know, traditionally with branding, one of the exercises that you would study or that you do or that you'd work on as a brand assistant or a brand manager is that you think about the personality of the brand. You know, you think that Apple doesn't know their personality in comparison to Microsoft. Apple's cool, chic, innovative, young, millennial. Microsoft is probably a bit older. He's probably just chilling, you know, on his lawn on a Sunday afternoon, yelling at the streets on the kids on the street. There is a different personality between those two brands. And it's the same with your personal brand. Your personality is that element. Your personal style to me and the way that you dress and the way that you look is ticking those boxes of aesthetics in traditional branding. So absolutely, it does play a part in it. And I personally do believe if you are trying to grow a personal brand online, then the aesthetics, the more important aesthetics, are the way that you look rather than the colors. And there needs to be consistency and differentiation with the way that you look. Now, I'm not also saying that you need to go out there and dye your hair bright silver or that you need to start wearing a leopard print coat everywhere you go unless that's your thing. And if that's the case, then you do you. But I'm just saying, have a little bit of strategy behind the way that you look. And if there's a certain style that stands out to you or that you enjoy wearing or that makes you feel unique and special and like a badass boss who's going to take on the world, then start to wear it a little bit more. Maybe, you know, ditch the smelly yoga pants and start to put on the glittery jacket. Now, the two case studies that I really wanted to walk you through, and if you're not following these ladies already, then I definitely urge you to do so because I feel that their personal style has played a huge part in their success, and they're both very successful women. So the first is Kara Orwell-Labor. You might know her. She is the author of the book Girl Code, and she's also written a bunch of other books, and she is the host of the Style Your Mind podcast. She's an amazing example of an authentic entrepreneur and just, you know, she's just an awesome human being. I don't know her personally, but I feel like we would really get along. I feel like our taste in music is similar. Anyway, I'm not going to gush on this podcast, but anyway. And the next example is Kimra Luna. She is a business coach. She teaches a lot about branding. She teaches a lot about starting a business and marketing. And if you've seen what Kimra Luna looks like, you're going to know exactly who she is. She stands out to the nines. She's very kind of galactic aesthetic, kind of punk rocky alternative. She's amazing, but it doesn't distract from the fact that she's so incredibly intelligent. And as I said, if you've seen Kimra, you're going to remember her. These women are both perfect examples of how personal style can just make you memorable. So is your appearance going to affect your ability to grow your business? Absolutely. Figure out what it is that you like about your style. Figure out ways that you can kind of differentiate yourself. Now, as an example with my business and my brand is I love like shimmer and glitter and pretty much drag queen aesthetic. I really, really love to wear my sequin jacket and things like that. Now, I'm not saying that every single day when I'm sitting here recording podcasts or working with my clients, I'm sitting here in a sequin jacket, but I know that when I'm doing brand photo shoots or when I'm trying to take photos for my Instagram or my website, I'm going to wear my gold pants or I'm going to wear my gold jumpsuit or my glittery pants because that's the stuff that makes me feel freaking amazing. And I know that kind of stuff is going to make me stand out from the person who's there in their plain blue jeans and black t-shirt. And it's not, you know, it's a part of me that might not be my everyday, but it is a part of me nonetheless. Now, what I want you to do is think about your appearance and think about the ways that you really can differentiate yourself. Think about the styles that inspire you. Maybe it is going out and getting a couple of new pieces. Maybe there's a certain color that you can wear. Another perfect example is Sam from A Happy Mind. Go look at her Instagram. Go look at her Facebook group. There is one huge differentiation that plays into her appearance. It's a color. It's yellow, the color of her website, the color of her brand, the color that induces the psychology of happiness and joy and calm, which all directly rebuts what she's talking about, which is anxiety. She's constantly on the scout for yellow pieces so that she can take photos in those pieces, whether it's scarves, umbrellas, hats, dresses, shoes, bathers. She's always looking for things that are yellow. I was FaceTiming her the other day. She was buying a hat with a yellow lemon on it for our Bali holiday together. So just think about the way in which your style can be a differentiation piece. Now, differentiation with your style can come in many ways. It can be a certain aesthetic. It can be a certain style. It can be a certain color. It might even be in the way you yourself look, not just the clothes that you wear. Maybe you're that person who does have purple hair. Maybe you have this really, really long, gorgeous auburn locks like Jolene. I hope you got that reference. But maybe, you know, you have just this amazing face full of gorgeous freckles or something. Like, whatever it is about you and the way you look and that makes you different, figure that out. Marie, I'm not even going to pronounce her last name, but the author of Overnight Success, the CEO of Rodial, she has such a unique, very high-end aesthetic where she wears a lot of like really funky stuff that you would think would be straight off the runway, not even like street wear, but you know, a fashion show basically every day. And I think that really does help her to stand out specifically in the industry that she is in. So, does your appearance affect your ability to grow your business? Yes, in the sense that it will help you to stand out. It's not going to affect whether or not people take you seriously. What's going to affect that is your ability to show up and teach, right? Of course, personal hygiene, being neat, being tidy, people are going to have a certain perception of you either way, but the clothes that you choose to wear do not affect your ability to help people and motivate them. I mean, look at Mark Zuckerberg. He wears the same t-shirt every single day. And there's plenty of people who wear really basic AF stuff and still change the world. That's not the question here. But if you're trying to cut through and if you're trying to stand out online, the more that you can have a distinctive look, the more that you can brand yourself in a way that's going to be memorable and unique, the better chance that you are going to have at standing out. You know, look at Apple. Their aesthetic is this sharp, techie, white, really futuristic, like style, and it makes them stand out, and they're uber consistent with that. So just really think about your personal style, think about your brand, think about differentiating yourself. And just like you do with understanding your characteristics, and just like you do with understanding your personality and your values and all of those more kind of mindset pieces that are going to help you to stand out, start to think about the aesthetics of you. Start to think about those things that you can wear, those things that you can do to make yourself stand out. And that is going to be the way in which your appearance affects your ability to grow your business. So I really hope that was helpful in terms of your appearance and your personal style and your personal brand and how they all intertwine. I would absolutely love to see how some of you put this into practice. So if you do maybe do a brand photo shoot, or if you do get some new pieces that are used to differentiate yourself and just to nail down your branding, then please do tag me in any of the photos that you put up online, because I would so, so love to support you on that journey. So thank you so much for watching. I really hope this was helpful, and I'll see you soon. So that is it, my dear friend, for today's episode. I really, really hope that it was valuable to you. I really hope that you got some information that you can take away to really start growing a profitable and memorable personal brand and just show up for life being unapologetically yourself. I would be super, super grateful if you could take just a couple of moments of your time to leave me a review on iTunes and subscribe to the podcast if you have not already. I really appreciate you listening today. Thank you so much, and I will see you in the next episode.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.